Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
During the last, month or so for the Kansas City Chiefs has been that Andy Reid discovered something. And I think he actually is enjoying the hell out of it. And I'm not worried about this like suddenly going away. And that is that Andy Reid is more aggressive than ever on fourth downs. I know we had some fun playing the audio clip a month ago where he's like, oh no, we always go for fourth down. And we were like, no, you don't. But they are this year. And that's all that matters. I don't care how long it took to figure this out. Patrick Mahomes has been the quarterback for a while. But Andy Reid has discovered, you know what? This whole thing where we go for fourth downs with the best quarterback in football, I essentially have a cheat code. It basically is what the Chiefs have.
What
the
took
Chiefs,
him so long? We've been saying this for years.
It's a beautiful thing, though. It really is.
You know, I'm not going to take it for granted. I'm just going to enjoy it.
It is awesome to see. It really is a cheat code, though. It's kind of, you know, we would say about the Lions and how, you know, a team that has that kind of success on fourth down, or, you know, the Eagles, they got a cheat code with the tush push. I bring up the tush push only because the Chiefs have converted 10 fourth downs so far this year through 8 games. That is the most by any team since 2000. And if you're wondering, the other teams that had right around the same amount as in 9 through 8, that'd be the Eagles last year. And that would be the Eagles in 2022. And again, what do the Eagles do and why it makes sense if I told you that? They have the tush push. The Chiefs are doing this without doing QB sneak. That's
at
what
all. Like, it doesn't exist in their offense.
It makes it even
for
more impressive. But they're doing it. They have the best quarterback in football. You got all these weapons now. Full arsenal of Rice and Worthy and obviously Brown to go with Kelce and everything that you got. Short yardage back and Kareem Hunt, who's been awesome here. And we're going to talk about him more next hour. This is a cheat code, and they finally have recognized it.
So, yeah, rather than complain about how long it took to get there, I'm actually going to appreciate it for a minute, because there was a moment in this last game in which I finally was willing, Gold, to say, oh no, they're actually going to do this all year. Because you remember earlier in the year, we talked about this with Kansas City, and we're like, well, they only do it against teams they respect. And then they do it against the Jags, and they'd go conservative, and they'd kick field goals, or they'd face the Raiders, and they'd go conservative, and you're like, you know, I'm not, you know, like, not even them. They were a little more aggressive there. Where you're like, they're only going to do it against the teams they think they got to score against, like the Ravens or the Eagles. They're not going to do it against bad NFL teams, so we're not going to worry about it. And they're just going to do it the same rate they did before. This moment in this last game, 4th and 3 from the 3-yard line, I have covered the Chiefs as a radio professional for 10 straight years. I genuinely, other than in a moment in which they had to score a touchdown in the fourth quarter or overtime or in a playoff game, have genuinely think, I don't think Andy has ever gone for it in that situation. He didn't have to. He could have just taken the lead. It was an, like, by Andy standards, somewhat unnecessary 4th-and-3 go for the touchdown moment, and he did it. And it brought me great joy, Gold, because that is a moment in which I do think the aggressiveness, especially with your defense, is worth it. Because that's the other part. The thing we said for years is he didn't go for it because, well, he just thought his defense is good, so he'll just kick the field goal and they'll keep him off the board. No, no, no. For the longest time, we said it's the opposite. Your defense is great. Trust him that even if you go for 4th and don't get it, they'll get the stop. So I do think it's here to stay. And I think the fact that they are this successful, they are the most successful offensive 4th down team on offense and defense.
Yeah,
only they're good at stopping it and getting it.
Only giving up 20% of 4th down conversions on this season, which is the best in the NFL. And then on the flip side, as we said, you've got 10 successful 4th down conversions on offense, which is the most anybody's had in at least 25 years.
And that also ends up translating to these easier wins where Chiefs fans can take a deep breath and be like, you know what, I'm going to prop the feet up and I'm going to relax a little bit and enjoy this one.
Yeah, it's almost double dipping because you can utilize it on offense at the success rate they have, and then your opponents are doing and their opponents are not getting it. You're stealing possessions at this, and that is why we've seen in particular the last 3 weeks or so the wide margin of victory.
Yes.
The Lions, who were the epitome of going for 4th down over the last couple of years, they struggled again on 4th down against Kansas City that game. And then, I mean, the Raiders, we saw that played out. And then this past week, Washington, they had the 2 turnovers and they went for 4th down on both of those possessions after, right? And they didn't get them.
I got to say, I think that this is the Jags game taught them a lesson. I think before that game, they were not doing it this way. They were going for it on 4th down against teams that they respected at a slightly higher rate than normal. They had amped up the aggressiveness, but they were still kicking field goals in spots I'd go for it, punting in spots I might go for it. They weren't showing this level. They were up 14-0. They had a 4th down they could have gone for. Up 14 against the Jags. Did not. They eventually let that lead squander away. The aggressiveness kind of got away, and they didn't. And they haven't for years. Buried a team when they could absolutely bury them. And it seems like either confidence-wise, because Kareem Hunt's the best short yardage back in the NFL, whatever it is, they have decided they have the personnel and the tools to do it,
yeah,
and they're doing it at a higher rate than I've ever seen under Andy Reid.
A couple things from the text line, 913-586-7965. Number one from the 913 says, hey, the whole league is going for it on 4th down. Now, Andy is just keeping up with the league. I hear you, but I just referenced he's doing it at a better rate than anybody in the league, though. So even if you believe that, and it's true, let's say that, hey, he's just doing it to keep up with the Joneses, he's outpacing everybody. That's the whole point, is that they have 10 4th down conversions. Nobody has had more through this part of the season in 25 years. So I don't think this is, he's in the wash with everybody else. No, they're doing it at a better rate than everybody else in the league. The other part that you mentioned, Kareem Hunt and the short yardage, how much of this also is still going back to the kicking game? That while publicly they're never going to say they're worried about Harrison Butker, he is, thank goodness, for the last 2 weeks we haven't had to talk to about him because he hasn't either made a mistake, and they also have been scoring touchdowns on drives, and they haven't really been attempting field goals. But that's because they haven't settled for the 38-yard field goal because they've gone for these 4th downs. I think it's a combination of everything. It's trust in your defense. Mahomes is clicking. The offense is rolling. Kareem Hunt is doing his thing. All of it coming together, and maybe a little bit of, hey, let's let Butker figure this mental stuff out, because Dave Tobe said it was a mental thing more than a physical thing. So this has all led to us, if you're Andy, you're saying, being more aggressive.
We're going to put some teams away. I think they also, like, the record has a factor here, Gold, and a million other things. They know they got to put teams away and not let them back in the game. They let the Jags back in the game. The only loss they've suffered in the last 6 games, they've won 5 of 6, was a game they let a team back in, partially because of a lack of aggressiveness. Why do that? And again, some of this is they're doing it like they were still aggressive in this game. Even though they had a lead, they were comfortable, they were staying aggressive, all this other stuff. They were still on a backup left tackle and a backup right guard. It didn't even, like, the offensive line didn't deter them. I think some of it's weapons. They know they're deep and versatile and a million other things, and that makes them very, very difficult. But, like, they've been the most successful team. They haven't gotten every single one. We've seen them go for it and fail. And then have to get a defensive stop, and it hasn't burned them. Maybe it just took a little bit of time. And this is the thing, like, you're saying Andy's keeping up with the league. I don't disagree, but, like, at the same time, he wasn't before.
They're right now.
I've covered them for 10 years. He's not been trying to keep up with the league. He's been one of the lowest fourth down attempt teams in the league every year for a decade.
It feels like this is a, it's not a, the rest of the league messed up. It's a, oh, Andy figured out another way that he can achieve to be the best coach, because we already agree, like, Andy is the best coach in the NFL. Yeah. Now that he's going for it on fourth down, he's able to utilize his ability as a head coach to not only attempt more, but also convert more, where now the league is probably like, oh crap, this team is not only great because of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, but now they're going for it. They're recognizing they should go for it more like we are, and they're converting at a better clip. This is what causes people, I think, to be really worried about this team come January and February, especially, you know, with the clip that they're converting these at.
So they have the 10 conversions, as we said, that's the most in 25 years. They have the third best conversion percentage in the NFL. There's a tie for first. New England and Indy, both are converting at an 83.3 clip. The Chiefs are converting at 82.35. Cincinnati, 80%. They're the fourth best there. And then Philly.
Now they got to go for it all the time. You
and
know?
Then Philly with the tush push, they're actually only converting at a 78% clip. Now, as far as how many fourth downs per game teams are going for it, the Jets, because they're down 2.4, along with Cleveland and Carolina.
Those are the worst teams in the league.
But yeah, then sure. Jacksonville and Atlanta, 2.1, Kansas City, 2.1, the Giants, 2.1.
And Kansas City, again, has blown out four of their last five opponents, five out of six, if you want to give them the Giants one, which was a 13-point win and not particularly close in the fourth quarter. So depends on if you want to give them that one or not. And they're still going for it at a higher rate than two-thirds of the league. Again, we looked this up maybe week two or three, historically, because Andy tried to say, we're always this aggressive, and we pulled it up, and we talked about it on the show, and I pointed out that Andy in fourth down attempts was, I don't know, on average, 24th in the NFL during the last 5 years. So just statistically not accurate. He is now not operating that way. I think some of it goes back to the same thing. I think it's because there's teams ahead of him in the division gold. I think there's because there's teams ahead of him and because he trusts the offense. I think it's like a combination of everything. I got Kareem Hunt. We're behind in the records. We're trying to put some teams away. We love how many weapons we have. I think it's a combination that's creating a perfect storm of going for it. I don't care. They're going for it.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Your cold is coming, your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.